96.7 FM. Good morning. I'm Ed Paulson. Thank you for listening. Jody Anderson still in studio with us from Succeed Health in Algoma. We're talking about stress. And Jody, we want to talk about how stress impacts our nutrition, right?
Yes. I mean,
if you're stressed out, you're probably not making good decisions, I would think.
Exactly.
And you're going to eat bad stuff, and you really shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. And there's some reasons behind that, too. We know that stress is an unavoidable part of our lives, and it can actually help us in situations if you think of the fight or flight reaction. But really, a lot of people don't realize how stress impacts their nutritional intake. And our body responds to stress by releasing a hormone called cortisol. And this cortisol is a stress hormone. So this can actually raise our blood sugar, which then in turn causes your body to release insulin, right, to get that blood sugar into your cells. And then that insulin actually lowers our blood sugar, sometimes abruptly, leaving you feel like you have cravings or like you're hungry or that you're just kind of woozy. So what do? You eat. Mm-hmm. And normally, most people make bad choices. They're looking for carbohydrates. They're looking for quick energy.
Snickers bar.
Exactly.
That's what I do. When I feel that, like you're talking about, I want a Snicker. I want something that's going to give me instant energy.
Right. And a lot of that is contributed to stress and how these hormones react in our body. So it leaves us making bad choices. So it's really important to make a conscious effort of what we're going to put into our bodies. And, you know, this really hits home for me right now is because think of all the people out east that have suffered the hurricane and how that is such a great stressor in their lives and what types of health impacts that this is going to have in the long run. Yeah. So I'm sure we're going to be seeing in the next 10 years a lot of great health, negative health impacts from this hurricane.
I'm sure. When we come back, we're going to talk about
some tips to help reduce stress.
All right, we're going to do that next with Jody Anderson of Succeed Health in Algoma on WBDK.